Good morning. Welcome to Yongnak Church of LA with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Yongnak families. My name is Jessica Wan, and I'm serving our Yongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your Word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Let the Holy Spirit reside in us so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us and reconnect us as we share the book of Daniel at this time. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's now open up the book of Daniel chapter 12. I am reading from the HCSB version. Daniel chapter 12 is on page 834 in my Bible. So if you found it, let's read together. At the time, Michael the great prince, who stands watch over your people, will rise up. There will be a time of distress such as never has occurred since nations came into being until that time. But at the time, all your people who are found written in the book will escape. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to eternal life, and some to shame and eternal contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the bright expanse of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, keep this word secret and seal the book until the time of the end. Men will roam around and knowledge will increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and two others were standing there, one on this bank of the river and one on the other. One of them said to the man dressed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, "How long until the end of these extraordinary things?" Then I heard the man dressed in linen, who was above the waters of the river. He raised both his hands toward heaven and swore by him who lives eternally, that it will be for a time, times, and half a time, when the power of the holy people is shattered, all these things will be completed. I heard, but did not understand. So I asked, "My Lord, what will be the outcome of these things?" He said, "Go on your way, Daniel, for the words are secret and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, cleansed, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly. None of the wicked will understand, but the wise will understand. From the time the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination of desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. The one who waits for and reaches 1,335 days is blessed. But as for you, go on your way to the end. You will rest, then rise to your destiny at the end of the days. Amen." Good morning, children. Do you have a friend named Daniel? I do. In fact, more than one. Why are there many Daniels? Do you know the meaning of the name Daniel? It means God is my judge. It comes from the Hebrew word din, means judge, and el means God. Many parents wanted their child to be like the Daniel from the Bible. Daniel was a young noble man. His three friends and thousands of other Jews were taken captive by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. Daniel and three friends were ordered to follow Babylonian living and eating. They were to violate the Jewish food laws found in the Bible. So they refused the order and they chose their faithfulness. They requested to not eat the food they were ordered to eat. It puts them in danger, but God delivers them. They looked better and healthier after 10 days of trial period than all the young men who were eating the king's food. At the end of the time that the king had set to present them, the king interviewed them, and among all of them, no one was found equal to Daniel and three friends. They began to serve in the king's court. In every matter of wisdom and understanding that the king consulted them about, they found to be 10 times better than all the divine priests and mediums. God elevated Daniel and three friends. God rewarded Daniel and friends with knowledge and wisdom. And Daniel became a leader in Babylon, serving three kings. Daniel kept his faith even though he was taken as a captive from Judah. He rose to become an important official in the governments of Babylon and Persia. Written by Daniel himself, the first part of the book tells of his life during the time of Babylonian captivity. The last part of the book tells of visions that God gave Daniel of the future. These visions reveal the government that would rule over the promised land. In spite of captivity, the book of Daniel was written to encourage God's people that God is ruler over all men and all kingdoms. God is in control of all times. He knows what will happen before it happens. And he uses all things to guide people to Jesus. Amen. So at this time, let's look at chapter 12 carefully. In verse 1, who will be delivered when Michael rises and what will be the experiences of the multitude that awake? So in today's scripture, verse 1, we see that the people who are written in the book will escape when Michael, the great prince who stands watch over the people, and there will be times of distress. Yeah, so there will be a time of tribulation. So when we go to verse 8, Daniel did not understand what he had been told. So do you remember what he did? Yes, Daniel asked the Lord when he did not understand what he heard. So whenever we don't understand, what should we do? We should also pray and ask God. Amen. So let's go to the third question. What was Daniel told to do in verses 4, 9, and 13? Let's go to verse 4 first. It says, but you, Daniel, keep these words secret and seal the book until the time of the end. Okay, now verse 9. It says, go on your way, Daniel, for the words are secret and sealed until the time of the end. Finally, verse 13. It says, but as for you, go on your way to the end. So, what is Daniel supposed to do? Keep the word secret until the time of end. All right, finally, last question. So what is the final promise given to Daniel? Verse 13, the last verse of the chapter, it says, you will rest and rise to your destiny at the end of the day. Amen. So as we study the verses, we can see that there will be tribulation in the end time. We should cling unto Jesus and have firm faith. The faithful one's name who is on the book of life will escape and have eternal life when Michael rises up. Michael is the angel. He's the general who leads the fight. We are glad to know that the salvation is a plan and the joy of salvation is greater than the tribulation. Amen. We know that at the end, we will have salvation and eternal life. And the ones who lead the souls to salvation will shine like the stars forever and ever. We should continue to share the gospel and bring souls to Christ in spite of different or difficult circumstances. We should keep this precious word of God to our hearts and spread it valuably. These words are so precious and these words are true. And it is determined. The specific time frame is set. Even though we do not understand it, that doesn't mean that it will not happen. So we must wait for it and prepare it and let people know about it. When we trust in His words, we can have hope and peace. Amen. We may be sad at times, but we should always look to Jesus and have hope in Him. Aren't you glad that Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead? He won the sin and death, and He is giving eternal life to us. So everything is in control. Jesus is watching over us and He will lead us till that day. Amen. Praise the Lord. So everyone, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us that you have planned a great salvation. Please pour out your wisdom and understanding that you gave to Daniel. Fill us with your spirit and let your people stand up for your truth. Lord, please help us to trust you and have hope in you. Thank you for always loving us and taking care of us. Lord, please help us to share your truth and love to our family and friends. We love you and we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.